Well, today we have more on the 2025 Seaport Art Walk. We mentioned it last week during our interview with Kim Goddard about AHA Night. The grand opening was this past Thursday. It's an annual event with public art located along the city's waterfront area. A lot of it is different, I would say. Some folks might call it different. I don't know if it's really that different. Some of it might be controversial to some. And all of it is created by local and regional hardworking artists with a message to share with local residents. My guest today is Zane Cox. He is a senior fellow for arts-based initiatives working through the EDC and New Bedford Creative.
That's right.
That about wrap it up?
That's it.
Okay, good. Good. Zane, first of all, welcome and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So what's cool about mixing the waterfront with public art?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful setting. And every year, you know, we get to beautify the waterfront just a little bit more. You know, this is going to be 2025 is our, I think, 13th year that we're running this exhibition. And this is my third or fourth year managing. And it's so great because the specific location where it's in, it's right next to the ferry terminal on the waterfront. So not only are you getting folks from downtown and people visiting from the city, but you're also getting all the tourists from Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard and the island. So pretty much as soon as they step off the boat, you know, they're getting a taste of what we have to offer in our public art scene.
And New Bedford does have a great deal to offer in terms of public art. You know, I keep thinking for this is basically a small city, and it's not the hub of like a Boston or even a Providence, but it does have a vibrant arts community.
Oh, absolutely.
No question. There's a number of people involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, this exhibition, it takes really a bit of a village to come together. You know, we manage it here at New Bedford Creative at the NBEDC, but we also have all kinds of fantastic partners that help us out. You know, we have DATMA, Design Art Technology Massachusetts, the UMass Dartmouth CVPA, all sorts of great partners. And, you know, I think what really brings it all together is our curator, Jess Bergoli, who also is the founder of the exhibition. So it's really, really a great group of folks that comes together and makes this happen every year.
And I bet soon to be another partner, soon, will be Arts and Business Council of Greater Boston, which is a step forward to save the Star Store.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're in direct partnership with them with the Star Store initiative. And, you know, more news on that to come.
Sure.
We're in the middle of our community engagement process right now, and that'll continue probably through the end of this year. As far as Seaport Art Walk goes, you know, only time will tell if they'll have any involvement with that particular program, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, but they will be involved with the arts community, and that is
certainly
that is a wonderful thing. So the artists who contribute to the art walk, where do they come from?
They come from all kinds of different places. So we've got a few different components that are going on this year. We have our standard exhibition of new outdoor installations. We've got a couple of artists from New Bedford who have participated in the show for the last few years. We've got someone from Warren, Rhode Island, and a couple of other places around New England. We have a newcomer this year coming from Leominster, Mass. And we also have a very special piece that was designed by an artist who is actually based in Chicago. She actually flew over from Chicago to attend our opening reception. And normally we try to keep things fairly local to like the New England area. But what's great about this particular project is she's been working with a group of students over at our sister school. And they've been designing this piece together. It's called Changemakers Club. And then we've got a few other people. We were featuring a couple of pieces from previous years of the show. We have a piece from 2023 by Eric Lintola. We have another piece from 2015 by Donna Dodson, who is the creator of Seagull Cinderella. And we also have a little bit of a different component. We're using these photo stands that display these big, high-quality, glossy panels. DATMA let us borrow them for this year. And so we're using these to showcase some New Bedford artists that deal more in indoor artwork. who wouldn't normally have the kind of exposure that they might get at other exhibitions. So we're letting them have a turn in the spotlight, and all of them are New Bedford based.
This is the Art Walk's 12th year, and this year's theme is Revolution Evolution.
That's right.
Explain what that's all about, if you would.
Yeah, so the Revolution Evolution idea, it came up last summer, actually. So there's an initiative going on right now from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. It's called MA250, and it's happening throughout all of 2025. Basically commemorating the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution in Massachusetts. So I heard that over the summer, and the group kind of got together, and we thought, well, New Bedford is a pretty revolutionary place, we think. But in addition to it being a city of revolution, it's a city of evolution, too. And so those two things kind of came together, and we invited the artists this year to explore both of those ideas, with revolution kind of being, you know, a big change happening suddenly, and then an evolution also being a big change that happens more gradually, you know, over a longer period of time. And so all the pieces that you'll see this year, they kind of examine both of those concepts and the juxtaposition between them.
Okay. There are five new pieces of art as part of the 2025 Art Walk. You have mentioned, I think, all of them.
That's right.
And some other pieces from previous years being brought back.
Right.
Is this perhaps the most expansive art walk you've had in terms of the number of pieces, or?
Yeah, you know, it very well could be. We had another big year 2 years ago for our 10th anniversary show. I think, I can't remember how many pieces that was. But certainly this year, it's probably the most expansive in terms of the type of artwork that we're showcasing, especially with this this photo exhibition of indoor pieces. You know, that's the first time that we've ever done this, yeah. And we've never had that before. So yeah, the range of what you'll be seeing, I don't think we've ever done anything like this before, which is very exciting.
Okay, you are listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips, my guest, Zane Cox, a senior fellow for art-based initiatives in New Bedford, working through New Bedford Creative and New Bedford EDC. The Seaport Art Walk is now open for public view. Where does it start, Zane, for people who don't spend a lot of time on the waterfront?
Right, right. Well, you can start at whatever point on the trail you like. Everything is located on MacArthur Drive, which is right along the waterfront. Mm-hmm. Our tour started from Tonnison Park, which is, the address is 52 Fisherman's Wharf. It's right next to Mirasol's Cafe Express. And in Tonnison Park, that's where you'll find Eric Lintela's piece from 2023. And then our tour, we go from north to south. So if you just walk down MacArthur Drive, you'll see all of the pieces along the way. There's signage to help you figure out where you're going. And then the last piece is Changemakers Club from Maya Bird Murphy and our sister school. And that's located in Coast Guard Park, just a few hundred yards away.
Yeah, so it's not a long walk. It's not a long trail at all.
But. Right. Yeah, no, not at all. It's a pretty compact area, but there's lots of artwork in that area. So lots to see.
All right. Who funds programs like the Art Walk? I know it's not just one entity for the most part.
There's a lot of groups kicking
into the pot for art projects in New Bedford, public art. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So our three main funding sources for Seaport Art Walk, we receive a lot of support from the City of New Bedford's Arts, Culture, and Tourism Fund. That's where most of our budget comes from. And we also receive a substantial amount from the New Bedford Cultural Council, mm-hmm. Who operates under the Mass Cultural Council. And then we have additional financial support from Bristol County Savings Bank. So we're very grateful to all of our funders and donors.
So how are these pieces selected? Do you select them?
No, I don't select them. If I was the one selecting them, it would be all the applications we receive every year, because we get a lot of fabulous applications. So we actually have a third-party review team that reviews all of the pieces every year. And that review team is comprised of some of our partners that I had mentioned before, from DATMA and from UMass Dartmouth and other places around the community. Mm-hmm. So it's usually about half a dozen people that review and score applications every year. And we've always got a good group of people selecting them.
Okay, so that's who makes the choice. Is this process, how long does it take? Is it several months to...
Well, the process of...
Get to July?
Yeah, for the process of setting up the entire exhibition, it actually takes about 9 months. So if you want a brief overview of what we do, the committee for Seaport Art Walk, it's pretty easy for them because we really only meet twice a year. We usually meet once at the end of October just to discuss plans for the coming year and what our theme is going to be. And then I take the month of November to write our call for art to attract artists. And then we release it in early to mid-December, and it's usually open from then until the end of February. Then the committee meets a second time around the beginning of March to actually select what proposals we want to see. And then that leaves the entirety of the spring and the start of the summer for the artists to actually create their work. And then we open always on AHA night in July, the second Thursday, and pieces stay up through the end of October. And then we meet again to discuss next year. So it's a pretty tight cycle. But it works really well for us.
So there are some public funds that are used in this process?
Yes, yes, from our...
Why should the public pay for art? Why should they do that? There are people who, of course, don't like that idea of the public investing, of the, you know, community investing public dollars.
Absolutely.
And we've seen some of that lately with city council and other places. What's your point? What's your feelings about the public investing in public art?
Yeah, you know, it's so important, and it's such a hot topic nowadays. But what people, I think what people have to understand is that the arts industry in New Bedford is directly tied into our economic sector. We just did a whole, New Bedford Creative did a whole event last year about the arts in our economy. I'll quote somebody from our organization who said that the economy of New Bedford, it is the arts, you know, they're tied and they're one and the same thing. And it's also tied, you know, directly into tourism. You know, there are people that come from out of town and even out of state to attend just this exhibition, Seaport Art Walk. And this is just one component of all the public art that's happening this year and every year.
And those people have to sleep somewhere. They have to eat somewhere. They have, it's an economic booster.
Exactly. Exactly the point.
Clearly.
Yep.
The benefit, we talked just now about the financial benefit.
Right.
But what about other benefits? To me, I think, my thing about public art is either like it or you don't. You know,
right.
If you don't like it, move on to the next piece because right. You may like that.
Right, right.
There's a benefit, I think, in having this kind of public art in the community, isn't there?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, it's of benefit to the community because, of course, they get to see all this wonderful work. But, you know, I think it's also of benefit to the artists, too. Yeah. You know, it's a great platform for them to be seen and for them to be heard and to get exposure for their work, and most importantly, to be paid for it. Everybody participating in the show gets a stipend of some kind. And, you know, people can take lessons, I think, from this show and apply it to their own communities if they're coming from somewhere outside of New Bedford. We actually, there's one person participating in this show from Warren, Rhode Island. And Warren recently, I think last year or the year before, they actually started this rotating sculpture initiative in their town, and our artist from Warren is part of that. So, you know, it just takes one seed to kind of spread the message and to spread it around.
There is, in these exhibits, last Thursday you had a walking tour of somebody, the artist explaining these pieces.
Right.
Is there anything posted near these pieces that will give people some information about them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got signage all over the trail. And on the signage, there are QR codes that you can scan, and that'll lead you to our website, newbedfordcreative.org, and it'll bring you to our dedicated Seaport Art Walk page. And if you go there, You can find some beautiful pictures that'll be posted and artist statements for all of the pieces in case you missed the tour. On that same page, you can also find archives of all of the past shows. So if you're curious about what was going on in, 2022, for example, you can find all the pieces from that year on that page.
All right. It sounds like a wonderful way to spend some time.
Absolutely.
On a sunny day to walk along the waterfront, maybe not so sunny, but walk along the waterfront and see some of these pieces that these artists have created. My guest has been Zane Cox, working with artists to create the 2025 New Bedford Seaport Art Walk. Thank you for coming in, Zane. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
And congratulations, really, on this year's version of the Seaport Art Walk.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Well, that's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for their efforts in getting this program on the air and on our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.